We shall continue on the Paul's message.
我们继续保罗的那个信息。
And today is on Acts chapter 13, verse 23 onwards.
今天是使徒行传第十三章二十三节。
So turn with me to Acts chapter 13, verse 23. I'll be reading in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Acts chapter 13, verse 23 onwards.From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. As John was completing his work, he said, Who do you suppose I am? I'm not the one that you are looking for. But there is one coming after me whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. Fellow children of Abraham and you God-fearing Gentiles,It is to us that this message of salvation has been sent. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers do not recognize Jesus, yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophets that are read every Sabbath. Though they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who were.Had traveled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, they are now his witnesses to our people. I tell you the good news. What God promised our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it was written in the second Psalm, You are my son. Today I become your father. God raised him from the dead so that he will never be subject to decay. As God had said, I will give you the holy and sure promises promised to David.So it is stated elsewhere, you will not let your Holy One see decay. Now when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his ancestors and his body decayed. But the one whom God raised from the dead did not see decay. Now recently I heard quite a fascinating story about a shopkeeper.
最近我听到一个关于一个店主非常有趣的故事。
So this shopkeeper...every first Monday of every month, he will need a large sum of money, maybe to pay his rent, or maybe it's the inventory cost, or something else.
他每个月的第一个星期一都需要一大笔钱，可能是用来还房租啊，他成本之类的。
But however, there was one particular Monday that he was very worried, you know, because the previous month, the sales had been really slow.
但是有一个特别的那个星期一，他特别担心，因为上个月的销售非常的差。
As you might guess, that was the monthly payment Monday, where you know he has to pay has need the large sum of money, but you know it was getting late, and he was still short of $74,000.
就是那一个特别付钱的星期一，他那时候天色已经很晚了，他还差了一大笔钱。
So just as he was panicking, he was desperate for solutions. There was a man.Walk into his shop.
正当他拼命的想办法如何去解决的时候，有一个人走进了他的店。
Hi, do you recognize me? The man asked.
那个人问说，你好，你认得我吗？
I'm sorry, but I don't not recognize you. The shopkeeper replied.
他回答说，对不起，我不认得你。
Then the man said, Well, I entered your shop five years ago.
那人回答说，五年前我来到你的店。
But on that day, I'm quite embarrassed to say I was unable to buy anything from you because I could not afford anything.
但是在那一天非常惭愧的，我没办法买任何东西，因为我买不起。
But you did not despise me.
但你并没有嫌弃我。
And instead you encouraged me by saying not to worry, there will come one day when you can buy anything you want from my shop.
你反而鼓励我说，不要担心，有一天你能够在我店里买任何一样你想要的东西。
So at that moment, I made a promise.
在那一刻，我做了一个承诺。
I said, I will come back to you when my fortunes have changed.
有一天，当我的时来运转的时候，我会回来。
And one day I shall return.
有一天我会回来。
Today is the day.
今天就是那一天。
Sell to me your most expensive item in your shop. I want to keep my promise and buy it from you.
把你店里最贵的东西卖给我，我要守我的承诺。
The shopkeeper, as you might imagine, was shocked.
那个店主非常的惊讶。
He said, "Sir, I do not recognize you or nor remember any promise."
他说，先生，我不记得你，我也不记得有什么承诺。
So you really do not need to do this.
你真的不需要这样做。
But if it's really that is your wish, well, this is the item and it costs $37,000.
如果你真的想要的话呢，这就是那样东西啊，它价值37,000元。
Now that day, not only the man bought it, but he also brought along a friend who bought the same thing as well.
在那一天，不单单那个人买下那样东西，他也带了一个朋友买下同样的东西。
And that day, the shopkeeper sold two of his most expensive items, earning $74,000, just enough to resolve his liquidity crisis.
啊，那一天那个店主刚好就卖了两个他最昂贵的东西，共值74,000元。刚好也解决了他那个资金上的问题。
And this is a true story.
啊，这是一个真实的故事。
So who would have thought that, you know, a man and a promise, both unrecognized, would become the salvation for a person at his most desperate time?
有谁会想得到一个不认识的男人和一个不记得的承诺，会在最危急的时候成了他那个店主的救星？
Who would have thought indeed?
谁会想得到呢？
Now, like this story, today's passage.Is also about an unrecognized promise.
和这故事一样，今天的讯息也是啊，关于一个认不出的那应许。
More than 1,000 years ago, before Paul preached his message, there was a love story.
啊，1,000多年前，在保罗说他啊传他的讯息之前，有一个美丽的爱情故事。
And David, who loved God, wanted to do something for God.
啊，大卫啊非常爱主，他想为上帝。做些事情。
So he said, I want to build a house for God, you know, a temple for him.
他说他想要为上帝盖一个房子，盖个圣殿。
So he asked his pastor, Nathan, the prophet.
他问先知拿单。
Nathan said, well, I think it's a good idea. I don't see why not. Go ahead.
啊，拿单说这是一个好主意，你尽量去做吧。
But that night, God through prophet Nathan said no.
但是那天晚上，上帝啊，通过拿单说不行。
David will not be building a house for God.
啊，大卫不会建立上帝的房子。
Instead, God will be building a house for David.
相反的，上帝将为大卫建立家室。
So let's revisit this promise that is found in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
我们来重温这个在撒母耳记下7:11的那个应许。
The Lord declares to you that the Lord Himself will build a house for you.
啊，上帝耶和华应许你。他必为你建立家室。
And when your days are over and you rest with your ancestor, I will raise your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom.
你受束满足与你列祖同罪的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。
He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
I will be his father.And he will be my son.
我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you.
但我的慈爱仍不离开他，像离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。
Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
So this is the promise.That was made 1,000 years before Paul.
这就是那个在一千多年保罗之前一千多年前的那个应许。
A promise about a kingship that will last forever.
一个永远的王国的应许。
And now Paul declares that this promise has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
啊，现在保罗先生这个应许在耶稣身上应验了。
And this is what Paul said in verse 23. He says, "From David's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus." As he promised,
在第二十三章里，二十三节里，保罗说到，上帝照这所应许的，为以色列人立了一位救主。
And he repeats himself again in verse 32, saying that we tell you the good news, what God promised our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus.
在第三十二节里也说到，我们也报好消息给你们，就是那应许祖宗的话。上帝已经向我们做这儿女的事应验，叫耶稣复活了。
And when both times when Paul was talking about the promise, he was talking about the promise that we have just seen in 2 Samuel chapter 7.
两次都是看到在那个撒母耳记下七章里说到的。
And Jesus and his resurrection, they are both the fulfillment of this very promise.
耶稣和耶稣的复活就是这个应许的应验。
In our message to you last week, we talk about how Jesus is the one, he's the king, he is the promised king. That is the gospel.
上周我们的讯息就说到了，耶稣是那个所应许的那个王。
And today, we must carefully analyze this claim by Paul.
今天我们要仔细地分析保罗这个说法。
And if we want to analyze this promise, well, let's try to look at the promise again.
我们再一次来看那个应许。
Next slide. And we see from the promise that maybe the key lies in verse 13 and 14.
那关键是在那第十三章和十四节，十三节和十四节。
He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish his throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, he will be my son.
他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
Now on first impression, this seems to be talking about King Solomon.
这个第一个印象是不是在讲那个所罗门王？
Because Solomon is the one who went on to build the temple. He was the one who came directly after David.
所罗门王是那个建造那个上帝的圣殿的，他也是在大卫之后的。
But the temple and the dynasty of David both ended at the fall of Judah.
但圣殿和那个大卫的王朝在那个犹大的灭亡后也结束了。
So what happened to the promise here? The word forever.
那个字永远那个应许到底发生了什么事？
And verse 15, he says that my love will never be taken away from him as I took it away from Saul. Your house and your kingdom, it will endure forever before me. The throne will be established forever.
十五节说到，但我的慈爱仍不离开他，像离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
But the love was withdrawn.
那个慈爱被撤回。
And the house of David collapsed at the exile.
大卫的王朝在流亡时被瓦解。
So I ask again, what happened to the promise in the word forever?
那个应许，那个永远的应许，到底发生了什么事
？And we find Paul always indirectly hammering on this point. Do you remember forever? It's not forever, is it?
我们看到保罗一直不断的间接的强调这一点。
Therefore, this promise has to be recognized differently.
所以这个应许是要用不同的方式来辨认。
And it would be fulfilled in a very radically different way.
将有一个完全不同的方式来应验。
And so to demonstrate.How this promise is being fulfilled in a very different way, Paul thread together three different promises found in three different scriptures.
为了呈现那个该应许的应验，保罗把三个不同的经文串在一起。
The first promise he took from Psalm 2.
第一个在那个诗篇第二章。
In Psalm 2,
第二篇。
Psalm 2 he says, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
他说：“我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。”
I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, "You are my son, and today I become your father."
我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。”
Now in this Psalm 2, it describes the anointing of a king.
在这里，他描述一个国王的那个恩膏。
And this king will be the son of God.
这个王将成为上帝的儿子。
So this is the first promise.
这是他第一个应许。
Then Paul ties this with another promise, a prayer and a thanksgiving psalm found in Psalm 16.
接着保罗把这个另外一个应许串起来，在那个诗篇里找到的。
So in Psalm 16, this is what we read. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay.
因为你不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with the joy of your presence, and then note this with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐。然后在你右手中有永远的福乐。
So in these two psalms, we find two promises both made to King David.
在这两个诗篇里，我们看到大卫的两个应许。
So on one hand, you have the inauguration of a king.
一方面你有那国王的那个就职。
And on the other one, you have the salvation of a king, the saving of a king.
另外一方面，有一个国王的那个救恩。
So this king will be chosen by God, but this king will also not die.
啊，这个国王是由上帝所拣选的，这个国王也不会死。
And this king will be at the right hand, enjoying pleasures at the right hand of God.
他将会在上帝的右边。
Now, while this first promise was being fulfilled, when David did eventually replace Saul, Paul highlighted that the second promise about not dying, it remains incomplete because David indeed did see decay.
第一个应许在大卫取代扫罗之后已经被应验，但第二个应许呢，仍然是不完整的，因为那个大卫见了朽坏。
And so this is why Paul said, well, when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep, he was buried with his ancestors, and his body decayed. This is what Paul declares.
保罗说在大卫在世的时候遵行了上帝的旨意就睡了，归到他祖宗那里一见朽坏。
So essentially he's asking, well, now what?
怎么办？
You have all these promises, they were made to David, but now David has died.
这么多的应许答应大卫的，但是现在大卫已经死了。
It seems to us that the promises to David all ended when David died.
这些应许也因为大卫的死亡而结束了。
What Paul did was Paul resolved this with the introduction of a third promise that is found in Isaiah chapter 55.
保罗用以赛亚书55章里的那个一个经文里来解决这个问题。
In Isaiah chapter 55, we read, Come, all who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come, buy and eat.
你们一切干渴的就当进水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃。
And verse 3, he says, Give ear, come to me, listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you and my faithful love promised to David.
你们当就进我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
And so this is interesting. You find here a third promise from Isaiah 55, and this promise is an open invitation to all.
这个应许是不是对所有人开放的
？So come, if you're thirsty, come. If you want this, come.
来吧，如果你口渴也来吧。
And hence, it seems to us that these promises that were previously given to David, they are now being open and transferable.
这个应许以前是给大卫的，现在看起来好像是公开的，可以转让的。
And therefore, Paul is saying that all these are now being fulfilled on another person.
这个也可以在另外一个人身上应验。
There can be another that will reignite this everlasting covenant that is previously between only David and God.
有另外一个人将重新启动大卫和上帝之间的这个契约。
There can be another person that will receive all these holy and sure promises that were promised to David.
有另一个将承袭那个所应许大卫那圣洁可靠的恩典。
And in the narration of the entire story of Jesus, Paul is saying that this person is Jesus.
在整个耶稣故事的叙述中，保罗就是说耶稣就是那一个人。
So we have to say, why? Why is Jesus the one?
为什么耶稣是那个人呢？
Why is Jesus the one that will inherit all these promises that is given to David?
为什么耶稣是那个继承所有给大卫的应许的人？
Paul demonstrates this by the very clever use of a Greek word, egeron.
保罗巧妙运用一个希腊字 egeron.
And this word egeron, literally, it means to be awakened, to be roused up.
这个字的意思也就是说被唤醒。
So starting from what we have read, Acts chapter 13, verse 23, Paul used this word. He says, from this man's descendants, God brought to Israel the Savior Jesus as he has promised.
在使徒行传13章23节里说到，这个人的后裔中，上帝照这所应许以色列人立了一个救主，一位救主，就是耶稣。
And so the word brought to here is egeron, which means to awaken.
那个立也就是指 egeron, 也就是唤醒。
So essentially what Paul is saying is that God has awakened from the royal line of David in giving them Jesus. Awakened this broken line by giving them Jesus, who is indeed a descendant of David.
也就是说上帝唤醒了大卫的那个君王的血脉，给了他们那个大卫的后裔耶稣。
And this seed of David, who was previously dead, it is now alive because it has been awakened by God, giving them Jesus.
那个已死的那个血种现在已是活着的。
And then using the same word Egeren, Paul used the same word, repeating it in verse 30 and 37.
在第三十节和三十七节里，保罗用了同一个字。
And there Paul said, but God raised him from the dead, awakened him from the dead.
在第三十节神那里说到上帝 叫他从死里复活。
And then in verse 37, again the same thing. He says, but the one who God raised from the dead will not see decay.
在第三十七节里说到唯独神所复活的。
So we see how this word awakened in use is used in both cases.
我们看到这个字唤醒在这两节里面是如何的被使用。
On one hand, it's the broken line of David that has been awakened.
一方面是大卫的那血脉被唤醒。
On the other hand, it was Jesus who was awakened from the dead in his resurrection.
另外一方面，耶稣被从死里被唤醒。
And so this is how it all comes together. This how this promise was indeed fulfilled.
所有的事情就是这样的凑在一起。
And Jesus, we see, is now the one who will fulfill all the promises that was given to David.
耶稣就是那个应验了所有的对应许的那个。
And we know when the people were being baptized, Jesus was also baptized.
当众百姓都受洗的时候，耶稣也受洗。
And when he was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove.
正祷告的时候，天就开了。圣灵降临在他身上，那仿佛形状仿佛鸽子。
And a voice from heaven said, "You are my son, whom I love. With you, I'm well pleased."
又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
So at the baptism of Jesus, he was confirmed as the royal son of God, as promised in Psalm 2.
在耶稣的洗礼里，耶稣被确定为是上帝的儿子。
And he is the king.
他是那一个王。
So the seed of David has been awakened.
那个大卫的那个血种被唤醒。
That which was previously dead is now resurrected.
那以前死的现在已经被唤醒复活了。
At the same time, at the resurrection of Jesus, he was also raised and awakened from the dead.
在耶稣的复活的同时，他也是被从死里被唤醒复活。
And he was therefore also vindicated as the royal of his royal identity because he also fulfilled Psalm 16 as you have read by not seeing decay.
他的王室的身份也得到了平反，因为他应验了诗篇十六篇里说到的，不会见到朽坏。
So the life of this eternal throne has been awakened.
那个永恒的宝座被唤醒了。
When we first analyze and see the promise as we have read in 2 Samuel chapter 7,We might think that, oh, this promise of an everlasting dynasty, an everlasting kingship, it seems quite impossible to us.
当我们起初分析那个撒母耳记下七章的那个应许时，那个永远的王权似乎是不可能的。
In our entire human history, no matter how long a dynasty or a kingship or how powerful it is, it never lasts beyond a few hundred years.
在我们人类的历史不管这个王朝有多么的强大，它总是不会超过数百年。
But now, Paul has confirmed that yes, it was indeed fulfilled for us.
但是现在保罗已经确定了这个应许已经应验了。
Because Jesus, who has conquered death and now reigns at the right hand of God, he has fulfilled this promise.
因为那个耶稣征服了死亡和现在已经在耶稣上帝的右边，他应验了那个应许。
So it is only when we truly recognize the meaning of this promise, then we can realize that it's only fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
只有当我们清楚地认识到这个应许的真正的意义时候，我们才会了解到这个应验是通过耶稣身上来应验。
So today's message is about a promise that was being fulfilled by God.
今天的信息是关于上帝应验所应许的。
And as I reflect on this, you know, promise, fulfillment, saga, a story, I see a story that spans over 1,000 years.
当我在反思这个应许应验这许多的世纪的时候，我想到一个横跨 千多年的一个故事。
And so I wonder what is it like for Paul's audience to hear it for the first time.
我觉得我会感到当时保罗的那个听众听到的时候的那种感受。
I think it's inevitable for some of them to be actually quite disappointed.
我认为不可避免的有一些人可能会很失望。
Because this promise wasn't fulfilled according to their desires.
因为这个应许并没有跟着他们所想要的应验。
Because this salvation that comes from Jesus Christ did not really appeal whether to their, you know, Jewish national pride or their yearning for this national independence. It did not happen that way.
耶稣的救赎对于犹太人的民族骄傲和或争取国家的独立并没有太大的吸引力。
So we have to be quite realistic about our gospel, the nature of what our salvation is.
我们对我们救赎的本质必须实际一点。
Sometimes we think that our faith is being rejected because they haven't heard it or they haven't comprehend our message.
有时候我们常认为我们的信心被拒绝是因为别人没有听过或者是无法理解我们的信息。
Well, that may be true at times.
有时候可能是真的。
But it could also be the case that they have heard us.But they don't want it.
也有可能是他们已经听到了，但是他们不要。
Because this message contradicts with their own desires.
因为信息和他们的欲望有冲突。
We have to accept this as part of the human free will.
我们必须接受这一点，因为它是人类的自由的那个哲学的一部分。
And so the last thing that we must do, the one thing that we must never do, is to twist this gospel, this truth, so as to fulfill people's desires.
我们最不可做的就是歪曲那个事实来满足这些人的欲望。
But on the other hand, I think that today's message, this gospel, the message of salvation, will speak to those whose very desire is to have this restored relationship with God.
我认为这个救世的讯息是要传达给那些希望和上帝复合的关系复合的那些人。
Because the greatest pain of the fall of Judah.It's not the physical suffering that came from the fall.
犹大的灭亡最大的痛苦不是那个肉体上的苦难。
The greatest pain is that the covenant between God and His chosen people has been broken.
而是上帝和他所拣选的人之间的契约的那个破裂。
Yes, there was the return of the law under Ezra or the rebuilding of the temple under Nehemiah, but all this may have given them some hope.
以斯拉的律法和那个尼西米重建圣殿可能给他们带来一些希望。
But today we see that all these are nothing in comparison to the work of Jesus Christ.
但是这些和耶稣的工作比起来有天壤之别。
Because Jesus here wasn't just being anointed as a king.
因为耶稣不只单单被高为王。
He is anointed and resurrected as a king that will rule for all of eternity.
他也从死里复活，他掌管永恒。
And this kingship of Jesus is more than just a symbolism of power.
这个王权不单单只是一个那个权力的象征。
This kingship represents the covenant relationship between God and His chosen people.
它代表了上帝和他拣选的子民的那个盟约。
What we see here is that God has kept His promise to His people.
这里我们看到上帝应验了他对他所拣选的子民的那个应许。
And so God in keeping His promise, this represents love for His people.
这代表他对他的民的爱。
You might ask me, well, what about us Gentiles?
你可能会认为像我们这些外邦人怎么办呢？
So when Paul was speaking to the people, he addressed them as fellow Israelites and also you Gentiles who worship God.Listen to me.
保罗在说的时候，他的对象是指他说以色列人和一切敬畏的人啊。
And in verse 26, again addressing the people, he says, "Fellow, these children of Abraham, representing the Jews," and he said, "And you, God-fearing Gentiles."
在第26节里也说到兄弟们，亚伯拉罕的子孙，就是那些犹太人和你们中间敬畏上帝的人啊。
So this message is for the Jews.But it's also for the Gentiles, the earnest seekers of God.
这个信息也是不单单是给犹太人，也是给那些热心寻求上帝的那些外邦人。
So if you are earnestly seeking for God,
如果你热心寻求上帝
，you believe there is a God,
你相信有一位上帝
，you want to worship Him,
你想敬拜他
，you fear Him and you want to serve Him,
你敬畏他，你想服侍他。
But maybe you feel that you lack this knowledge of What is exactly God's will?
但是你觉得你对他的意念缺乏足够的认识。
You know that there is a God, but you ask, how can I truly know him?
你知道有这么一位上帝，但是你不知道怎样去真正的去了解他。
And if there is a God, what is the way to go towards him?
如果真的有这个上帝我们用什么方法来迈向他？
And if that is your desire, then I tell you, today's gospel is for you, earnest seekers of God.
如果这是你的愿望，今天的讯息是为你的，你们这那个热心寻求上帝的人。
Because in our faith, we don't have idols. We don't have an idol to represent God.
因为在我们的信仰里，我们没有代表上帝的偶像。
And we don't use signs and wonders just to prove to you that there is a God. No, we don't use signs in that way.
我们也不用那些神迹奇事来证明上帝的存在。
In our faith, there is only one indicator.
在我们的信仰里只有一个指标。
Our gospel is that our God is a promise keeper.
就是上帝是那个信守应许的。
It is based on his word and the keeping of his word.
就是他会就
说的话。
他说的话和他会应验他所说过的。
And we see today that indeed Jesus was the promised one.
耶稣就是那个应许的。
And so if you are a God worshipper, you are a God fearer, you want to know God and his will.
如果你是一个敬拜神和敬畏神的人，你又想知道他的意念，
then this is the good news for you today.
那这就是你一个好消息。
Jesus is the good news for you.
耶稣是你的好消息。
One of my favorite movie scenes is this scene that is taken from Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
小威牧师的很喜欢的电影是一个电影魔戒，那个双城奇谋里。
There was this scene, you know, all the humans, they were getting ready for this final siege battle, not final, but one major siege battle with the orcs who are coming.
有一个场景是人类在准备和那个兽人作战，那个在那边准备战斗。
And then came my final favorite scene.
接下来就来到他最喜欢的那个场景。
And then suddenly there was an army of elves marching towards the castle.
突然间有一队精灵开进城堡。
And then the leader of the elves, who is called Helder, he said, "I bring word from Lord Elrond of Rivendell."
精灵的领袖哈尔迪尔说，我带了那个艾德隆德勋爵的话。
Yeah. You must imagine we have pointy ears when we say this. So what is the word? He said, an alliance once existed between men and elves.
那个精灵和人类曾有过一个盟约。
He says, long ago we fought and died together.
很久以前，我们一起出生入死。
He said, "Today we came to honor that allegiance."
今天我们来表示我们的忠诚。
Then Aragorn, who represents the human, say, "You are most welcome."
Aragorn, 他代表人类，他说非常欢迎你。
Then Helder said, "We are proud to fight alongside men once more."
哈迪尔说，我们能和人类再一次的一起作战，感到骄傲。
This is my favorite scene because I believe there is something very honorable and very touching about keeping promises.
这是我最喜欢的场景，因为我相信遵守承诺是一个光荣的，是让人感到感动的。
The elves and the humans, they have not been communicating for a long time.
精灵和人类有很长的一段时间没有互相的沟通。
For quite a while, the elves, they were living long lives. They have longevity, and they were living in seclusion. They do not have to care about all these battles.
精灵长期过着与世隔绝的生活，他们没有什么顾虑。
But in the face of danger, they have chosen to honor this alliance and come to fight together.
在面对危险的时候，他们选择了遵守那个盟约，和人类一起作战。
So on that very day, this relationship was restored.They come together as one.
就在那一天，他们的关系恢复，成为一体。
So whether you are a Jew or a Gentile, I believe as humans, we all believe one truth about relationships.
所以不管你是人，那个犹太人或者是外邦人，我们都相信一个关于关系的一个共同的真理。
It is not the physical things that we have or own together that will determine our love.
不是我们所拥有的物质来决定我们的爱。
Neither the temple nor the promised land was enough to bind the covenant between God and man.
圣殿和那应许之地也不足够来复述那个盟约。
And you know, whether you want to do a calculation of all the gains and the toils, the benefits and the spoils, well, you can do that.
你如果你要计算那个收益和辛劳那些好处或者是战利品，你也可以这样做。
But that means nothing for a relationship, because a relationship can just break, and all the good times that you have can count for nothing.
但是那关系随时可以破裂，好时光随时可以被忘记。
But as humans, we all believe in one common truth.
啊，但身为人类，我们相信一个同一个真理。
That one day, when we come, eventually to keep a promise.
就是有一天，我们最终要来到需要信守那个承诺的时候。
You say, no matter what happens, I will just come to keep this promise.
就是无论发生什么事，我都会来信守我所承诺的。
That day, the relationship becomes alive.
那一天，那个关系是活着的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the relationship that you have with God.
啊，兄弟姐妹们，这就是你和上帝之间的关系。
Because in Jesus, you know that your God is a promise keeper.
因为在耶稣，你知道你的上帝是一个守信应许的上帝。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven.